Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And on the phone with us today, we have Wade Fouth. He's the Vice President of the Blandin Foundation up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So the Blandin Foundation has been around. This is kind of a big year. It's just 75 years.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, sometimes people hear the word foundation, they don't really know what that means. But, you know, we're a philanthropy. We're a charitable organization. When you mention the word foundation, you typically think of the word grants. But we do a lot of other things, including training and the like, that are designed to advance our mission, which is to strengthen rural Minnesota communities, particularly the Grand Rapids area up here in Itasca County.
Right, but you definitely foster that kind of development throughout the state, correct, in rural communities?
Yes, we do. We have a statewide mission, but again, primarily in Grand Rapids. And we are at our 75th birthday. We were established 75 years ago by Charles K. Blandin. And, you know, it's an interesting story when you look at the background of different foundations across the country. Mr. Blandin is your typical rags-to-riches story. I mean, this is a young man who grew up in Wisconsin, left home when he was in his teens, and variously was working as a farm laborer. We're told that he lived in a packing crate, started a number of businesses, failed a number of times, and at one point was a young man with a young family selling subscriptions, newspaper subscriptions, door-to-door for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. But within a few years, he actually ended up owning the newspaper and then eventually buying the paper mill up here in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, which was the main component of his estate and his wealth.
One of the things about the Blandin Foundation and its mission, a lot of the money that gets distributed by large foundations typically ends up in major metro areas. Isn't that kind of the reason why it's important to Blandin to see more of the charitable giving in outstate Minnesota?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you look at Mr. Blandin's legacy, you know, he had a choice to make. He could have passed on all of his wealth to his family, but he made a different decision. He was about creating jobs and building stable communities for a lot of different people. And there's a little story that says that he told his kids one day, you know, I had the pleasure of making it on my own in this world, and I won't deny you the same opportunity. I don't know how I would have reacted if Dad would have done that to me, but it's to the benefit of the state of Minnesota that he did that.
We thank you so much, Wade, for your time today, and best wishes to everybody at Blandin.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.